Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A recent article in NOLA.com talked about New Orleans homeowners being the number three most cost burdened in the country. And in that article, they referenced a previous study that was done by our guest, Ken Johnson, who is the endowed chair of real estate and professor of finance at the University of Mississippi, otherwise known as Ole Miss, talking about the New Orleans real estate market being the last of 100 U.S. cities that were studied. And he joins us now. Ken, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Neil.
So, Ken, obviously they revisited your study, and it seems like a lot of different indicators are aligning that don't really bode well for the city of New Orleans. Tell us about it.
Sure. So we looked at, if we took inflation out of home prices, what does that mean for the 100 largest cities in the U.S. by population? That was it. And that's the whole metro area as defined by the Office of Management and Budget. New Orleans was one of 10 cities out of the 100 that actually saw an average decline in value after adjusting for inflation. And then when you looked at that average decline and asked, where are prices today? Current prices were even below that average decline. So it's a downward trend, which it should be upward trending in order to create value. But once adjusting for inflation, people are losing value or wealth as the property value goes down, but current prices are even below that. So it's a double-edged sword. It means it's a highly risky market. But also, this is a market, perhaps, if the timing is right and the market is turning around, now's the time to buy in New Orleans.
Do you see anywhere in the country that phenomenon similar to what the city's experiencing, where it is turning around and property values are moving in a positive direction?
Oh, yeah. This always happens, Newell. So home prices are mean reverting. So what that means is there's going to be a trend, and sometimes you're going to be a little above the trend, sometimes you're going to be a little below the trend as you go through time. So New Orleans right now, unfortunately, is not only below the trend. If you don't adjust for inflation, it's about 8 or 9% below the trend. But it's not only below the trend, it's average prices are even below that. So if you look at, for example, the price-to-rent ratio, which is a P.E. ratio, it's like you hear in the financial news networks, New Orleans signals are that, hey, now is the time to buy. When you look at home prices, you can actually see, without getting too wonky, the bottom of the curve. It appears in the last 2 months, 3 months, that the discount that New Orleans is facing is starting to move back towards that trend. So there's at least a reasonable belief or possibility that we've seen the bottom of the New Orleans housing market during this cycle. As to when you'll get back to the peak of the cycle, that's always anybody's guess, quite honestly.
Yeah, interesting, because interest rates are the same for the most part, with some deviation across the country on mortgage rates. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about down here is that we have seen a downturn in the cost of homeowners insurance, right, where it's becoming a little cheaper. I won't say affordable, yes, but it's becoming a little cheaper. Your thoughts about whether or not that may be contributing to what we're experiencing right now?
Absolutely. So the study that was directly referenced in the article actually has to do with how much you're paying, cost burdening of ownership or renters. And from the ownership perspective, part of what goes into that equation is the cost of homeowners insurance. And even though those costs are moderating, New Orleans is still, Louisiana, the coast, within a certain distance of the coast in Louisiana, is still some of the highest home insurance in the country. So that's almost certainly driving this. And I think you would see things come more in line if you did have lower cost of homeowners insurance. But, I guess in every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Average rents in New Orleans are below their long-term pricing trend right now. They're down since we last did the report. So we look at average rents, where they should be versus where they are. They're actually below, a little bit below where they should be. Average home prices are a little bit below where they should be, and they've started to turn back up. Those are all good signs. Long run, though, the market is very volatile. New Orleans experiences significant swings where you're priced too high, then too low. And you want to be in a market where there's not much movement away from the long-term trend. New Orleans is just one of those markets that's highly volatile. Miami, Florida is another example of a market like that.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day about a similar experience set in Tornado Alley. And it was mostly driven by the amount of insurance that they're having to pay there because of the frequency now of tornadoes. And I don't know if that's the case, but they were making observations about something, very similar to what you're describing that we're experiencing here.
Absolutely. So it's just insurance is a big driver. So I recently have moved from South Florida and into northern Mississippi, and so the homeowner's insurance is dramatically less here. So at some point in time, you can find those places. But unfortunately for us in the U.S., most places where people want to live happen to be in the way of things like hurricanes, earthquakes, forest fires. So our insurance rates are going through the roof, and that's really being driven also by these reinsurers that are mostly international and offshore. Who insures the insurer? Worldwide, there's been a lot of catastrophic loss, and quite honestly, people in New Orleans are they're participatory in paying for higher rates that are trying to take care of risk or losses that occurred in Europe or Asia. That's just the way the global insurance market works. The reinsurer costs are very high for those insurance companies that are onshore here in the U.S., and we share some of the risk for other parts of the world. But also some of us live in very risky locations, such as close to water and flooding possibilities.
When we look at a particular market, is there a bleed over from the commercial to residential, residential to commercial?
Usually commercial follows residential in terms of if you've got residential growth, you'll have commercial growth. It's rare to see it the other way around. It's mostly commercial following residential. They can become disconnected, though, because commercial obviously is an investment. No one ever bought a commercial building, Newell, because it's cute. People buy housing because they like it and it's the right location. Yeah. It's also an investment. So they can be delinked, but generally as residential grows, commercial fills in. Slower growth or decline in residential values usually leads to a decline in commercial values. And it's where populations are moving. And that's one of the issues with New Orleans, too. The population has stopped growing. And without that, there's not the same demand level for housing and risk. So prices tend to move downward over time, especially in this case after we adjusted for inflation. That seems the most likely culprit for that decline if you adjust for inflation. If you don't adjust for inflation, you're still getting a nominal, a non-inflation adjusted increase in price. But the population movement in and around New Orleans is driving a lot of that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to see how this, you know, this course is altered, right? Because like where you moved in North Mississippi, I know a number of people that live in that Ole Miss area up there, and that used to live here. And I hear them all the time saying, oh, my God, the cost of living up here is so much cheaper. Insurance, auto insurance, you know, just about everything, property taxes. And I mean, it just the list goes on and on and on. And as you begin to see the baby boomers and the decisions that they're making, it seems as though a lot of the baby boomers are saying, you know, it's nice to live close to an urban area, but it may not be that nice. You know,
you're 100% correct on that. And the data is slowly coming in. But when I talk to other housing economists, one of the things we talk about is this relocation that's being driven by the fact that now I could possibly earn a very good living while working remotely. So I'm not as bound to that 30-minute commute to work and back home and shopping. So you're seeing, just for example, most all of the SEC college and university towns have experienced significant growth. And that's not just in population of students. That's whole industries and businesses are starting to set up in and around these college towns, not just in the SEC, but that's just one outlet. Some places are growing also because they just have really good access to internet and ability to be able to work from home. And so why am I living in a very crowded urban core when I could go live in a nice area with far less people? My cost of living is down, but I still have that connectivity and I can be paid as if I live in New Orleans, but I live in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, you know, and the unique thing too is that a number of the activities that you've grown accustomed to in the urban area are being offered in like these SEC towns for a lot less, and in many cases free, because they're catering to students, right? But there are plays, there are whole, you know, festivals, there's a whole host of things that are being offered in these towns that I think are growing in popularity, and that means the frequency of the offer is going up as well.
You're correct there. Again, you know, being a member of the Chamber of Commerce and in Oxford, Mississippi, Athens, Georgia, the other well-known college towns, Knoxville, Tennessee, this is a really easy job now. You're selling potential growth opportunity and so much to do, from plays to sports to just a different quality of life, higher quality of life perhaps, and at a slower pace. But I don't have to give up the economic opportunity. We're seeing that. We're seeing also where very often people are then turning around and saying, well, I'm making a move from, say, New Orleans, and I'm just using New Orleans as an example here, but let's just say I'm making a move from a major metropolitan area, and maybe I move to Detroit, which is experiencing a renaissance. So they are. It's kind of odd that you know, New Orleans, the housing stock is about the same in the two cities. Detroit is growing. They've committed some heavily to infrastructure and communication within the city. They're growing. There's strong speculation that a number of people, rather than moving to, say, Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Miami, New York, are opting for these mid-level cities that are developing good new infrastructure on top of old infrastructure that might not have been so good. And perhaps this is where New Orleans goes next.
Got a text here that says probably 10 years back, I read a stat that estimated about 75% of the U.S. population lives within 100 miles of our coastlines. I know it was a big, big number at one time. And I guess because of the volatility of the weather, you know, folks are taking that into consideration as well. And maybe going to Detroit, they definitely have above average cold weather in the winter, one that I'm not very fond of.
No, they do. It's not, you know, every place is not everything to everybody. But your stats, right? There's a significant number of U.S. citizens that live within that 50 to 100 mile range of salt water, to be more accurately. And if you combine salt water with warm weather and a good infrastructure in the city, you're going to see growth in those areas. A really good example is just to the east of New Orleans is Baldwin County, Alabama, and the adjoining counties are doing well too, but most people had never heard of Baldwin County, Alabama, but it's grown to 250,000 people. It's very affordable. It doesn't really freeze there that often, and it's some of the prettiest beaches in the country, and people are moving there not just to retire, but to start and operate businesses. Being able to communicate from wherever you are to work from home or to work in a remote office is very it's playing a bigger and bigger role into where people live. There's not that benefit to living in, there's not the same benefit to living in a crowded urban core that there was 20 years ago.
Well, no doubt we got a lot of work to do here in the greater New Orleans area. We have a lot of headwinds right now, separate and apart from these studies, and hopefully we'll be able to pull it together and turn the trend. And I agree with you. When you have out migration greater than in migration and you're swapping higher income jobs for lower income wage earners that are coming into your city, you have a significant challenge, and it's a difficult one to turn around.
Oh, absolutely. If I was trying to create policy for New Orleans, I would try to concentrate on my infrastructure, from public schools to roadways. I would try to spend some capital, invest tax receipts, if you will, into things such as open free Wi-Fi in certain areas, if not the whole city, high-level bandwidth so you can bring in people can move to New Orleans and work there and be successful, and they don't necessarily have to work for a company within New Orleans. And also, I can come there on vacation, and I do not lose my opportunity to communicate with folks back home. And so I both work and play at the same time, which is becoming more the norm in the U.S. And all this said, there's just too much upside still to New Orleans. I don't think this is not the end for the city of New Orleans. It's just too many people are attracted to come there. I just think there's got to be a turnaround. All cities have experienced this at one time or another, or will. So in the long run, right now the picture looks rather bleak, but we see green shoots, such as the price-to-rent ratio, again, is really screaming. Now might be the time to buy. If we are turning the trend around, you can see prices are coming off the bottom. I feel pretty confident to say that actual normal price, those not adjusted for inflation, they're not going to go down anymore. It's going to take something major, such as a significant increase in the 30-year mortgage rate, for home prices in New Orleans to continue on this downward path. Right now, home prices have started to moderate up in the last 60 days. So it's an early call, but I think it's a pretty safe call.
Well, that is a good place to finish this interview on a positive note. And we'll take that and we'll run, if you don't mind, Ken Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us. Endowed Chair of Real Estate and Professor of Finance at the University of Mississippi. Thank you for your time and your insight, and have a great week.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Decade, a group of civil engineers have assessed Louisiana's roads, bridges, water systems, and more, and they've graded the infrastructure. And here to talk to us about it is Kirk Lowry, chairman of the Louisiana Report Card. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So when we say the first time in a decade all of these engineers went out, tell us about this effort.
So the effort was, it's actually about 8 years ago, we had done a report card. The original one we did for the state of Louisiana was in 2012. We updated it in 2017, and we did another update this year. So basically what we're looking at was just different transportation and services done, you know, basically that are needed for our all of our infrastructure.
61,000 miles of roads, it says here, 12,000 bridges, and more than 900 water systems and additional infrastructure systems. I think when y'all did it in 2012, the grade was a D. In 2017, it was a D+. And this year, drum roll, please, what is it?
It's a C-.
C-?
Yes.
Yeah. So when our hires grade, the categories are aviation, bridges, coastal areas, dams, drinking water, levees, ports, roads, solid waste, and wastewater. Our highest grade is a C+. When we look at our peer states across the country, is that what you would typically see as well or no?
We are. So the average, you know, for the national report card is C. Across the United States, we would I would put us in the lower, at the bottom of the, you know, middle third or the top of the bottom third is probably where we are.
So what contributed to our upward movement? I mean, the last time y'all did this, we were at a D+. We're now at a C-. you know, we move from a D to a D plus to a C minus. What contributed the most to this upward trend?
Oh, it was without a doubt. It was the IIJA bill that was passed in the last administration, where they basically were funding infrastructure projects all over the country. In fact, Louisiana got $5 billion for their roads and bridges out of that bill. And so to an extent, what we're able to do is we're able to at least service some of our deficient bridges and help maintain some of our roadways.
And you're talking about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act by the Biden administration in 2021. And we've actually been able to put that money's actually been put out there and has actually been spent here by 2025 already.
Yes. Just in his example, the aviation, it went up in the grade went up. And part of the reason it went up is we did pavement overlays at some of our airports. People don't realize we have 61 small airports all over Louisiana. And so, you know, that's just it created an upgrade and just in that one instance. Also, like our deficient bridges, what we're classified as deficient bridges, that number has actually gone down since 2017. So that's where the money was being spent.
So obviously there was a priority on bringing that, because as I recall, that was one of the lowest grades that we had overall, right?
It is. And the reason it stays kind of what it is that understanding, so we've thrown all this money one time here. Well, it's not a one-time thing. This is an O&M thing. We need to keep, it's basically, okay, we've repaired or done or replaced bridges. Well, guess what? 8 years later, there's more bridges that are becoming deficient because they're getting older and older. And it should be looked at. We're looking at this like it's a one charge of money, but it's not. It's really a continuous process.
So how do we deal with this? I mean, you know, I don't know how much longer we can continue to rely on the largesse of the federal government when we're running a $37 trillion deficit at the present time. And obviously the state of Louisiana is kind of taxed from a budgetary standpoint, and we all know where the city of New Orleans sits. I mean, it would seem to me that this challenge is not going to go away, and in many respects, it may be harder for us to be able to fund CapEx and maintain our infrastructure.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, because the thing is the maintenance is a continuous thing compared to, you know, a one-time construction, say, like a new bridge in Baton Rouge. But this is an ongoing process. One of the things, my personal beliefs, we haven't raised our gas tax since 1989. We have a 20 cents per gallon gas tax. 16 cents of that goes to transportation needs. 4 cents is actually dedicated to debt relief. This user tax is really what the money should be coming from here to pay for our roads and bridges. And that gas tax was implemented in 1989 and has never been upgraded or there's no inflation characterization to it, so that basically the money just stays the same. Well, costs go up and we're not funding for those costs to go up. To me, that's first thing that should be done. And by the way, I say this as if somebody who's pretty conservative and doesn't like to pay taxes.
Right. But the reality is you get what you pay for, right? I mean, if you're not out there and you're not funding this, you're going to continue to have crappy roads and crappy bridges. I mean, that's the reality.
That's correct. Yes, that's true.
So where do we stand when we compare ourselves to other southern states as it relates to the gas tax? So when we look at Texas or Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, you know, where do we stand? How do we stack up?
I can't personally answer that question because I haven't done the research on it. I know that we're probably fairly low, because other states have definitely increased their gas taxes over the years. And as I said, we haven't done it since 1989. But I can't answer that with any certainty.
So what happens, like, when, you know, we're out there like everybody else, we're trying to lure businesses to locate here in Louisiana? I got to imagine they all look at these report cards, right, to see where you fall out, you know, as it relates to infrastructure. And when you fall out at a C minus, I guess that's just not good.
Well, it's, you know, it's not great. But one thing that is good is to, let's be honest, it's actually, you know, based on our evaluations over these, you know, last 13 years, we've actually done better. We're improving. We are improving, which is, you know, there's a lot of places that aren't improving. So that is a good thing. And some may be able to use, you know, to say that, hey, look, at least Louisiana's trying, you know, they're trying to do stuff to improve their grades here. So that's a positive in that direction. But, you know, in terms of the rest of it, if they go in there and they, you know, take a deep dive into something like the report card, you know, you're right. There's some troubling things. They go in there.
I'm not trying to pick on New Orleans, but I am going to pick on New Orleans only because of its age. It seems to me, when I was looking at, you know, other metro areas, and it's mentioned in one of the things that y'all send out. So, like, it says here, if you go to Boston, New York, those systems go back to the 1800s. It's a lot harder to overcome and manage a lot of that infrastructure there without lifting it and replacing it, right?
Right.
How much of what's happening in the city is actually kind of, if we were to remove the city from the consideration, how much would that grade move for the state of Louisiana?
It wouldn't move. It really wouldn't move a lot, because here's the thing, is that when you look into, like, water and wastewater, okay, so Louisiana, I mean, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, the bigger cities, they can handle the water and the wastewater. They have treatment plants for the water. They have treatment plants for the wastewater. But it's when you go into the rural portions of Louisiana where they're, you know, their systems are old, are not maintained very well. And so if you remove New Orleans, it's still not going to really affect the grades within, say, water and wastewater or landfills. And so it's not so much of a New Orleans thing. It is just a whole statewide issue.
Right. And when we talk about, for instance, our interstate system in the state of Louisiana, we've seen a lot of other southern states expanding, going from two lanes to three lanes. Do we see as much growth here in the state as opposed to those other states? Do you know?
Yes, we have. I mean, part of the time program that they had, DOTD had, that helped address some of that. And you see it, you see the expansions, you know, up in, on the North Shore. You've seen it, you know, where they widened the road, they expanded the interstate on the North Shore. You're seeing it here in Baton Rouge. It's happening along the 49 corridor, you know, in Lafayette, and also up toward Shreveport as well. So I think that we've done a pretty good job of trying to expand the roads. It's not going to solve, you know, the traffic problems in New Orleans or the traffic problems in Shreveport or Baton Rouge, but it will help somewhat. I mean, even in Baton Rouge, we're finally trying to get rid of our one lane of I-10 and expand it.
Yeah. So as we look at, you know, the Landry administration, still kind of in the infancy of the administration, if you think that he gets 8 years, what do you see that's the most encouraging for you that they're bringing forward from a priority standpoint?
I think that, you know, it's like you said, it's kind of early and it's hard to see because they're doing trying to make some structural changes like the DOTD. Whether they're good or bad, I don't know. At this point, nobody really does know. But they're trying to push forward, being able to get things from the desktop to the out in the field and done, the construction portion of it. Those are kind of like, that's a good thing to see, that they're trying to get those things done. The key will be, do they have the funding for it to do that? But, you know, that's encouraging.
I mean, if you can cut project time in half, I mean, that would be big gain, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's in a sense, it's more of trying to get things going and done. It, first of all, it employs people. Second of all, it fixes infrastructure. The other thing that they've done, within the program here is trying to help some of the rural people with their water systems. I've seen that. That there's some encouraging things there.
And is there one sector or area of the state that you see more improvement than others?
You know, that's a good question. I really can't answer that. I don't see that there's really any greater improvement in any part of the state, because there's just been, there was a lot of damage done by the hurricanes over in Lake Charles and down by the coast, and so, they're trying to build back, and that's probably some encouraging. It's probably helping someone in Lake Charles, but it's hard to say that there's any area that's really improved significantly.
Yeah. It's interesting when you talk about infrastructure. I was reading a series of articles on the Key Bridge that was hit in Maryland, and cost estimates for that bridge have tripled since last spring. I mean, it's like, what?
It's probably the cost of steel, and it also has to do with, it's also people, the cost of people. They've gone up. And the cost of steel, basically inflationary on products. That was bad.
And I got to imagine this is going to continue to be one of the biggest challenges that government has, right, in trying to figure out how to fund and finance this.
Correct. No, you're right.
And relying on the federal government is not going to be a good strategy that's going to move the needle for you.
No, you're right. I mean, I think we're going to have to get somewhat creative in some ways. As an example, the Lake Charles Bridge, they're basically doing that as a PPP, which is a private partnership, where basically private funding funds the construction, and then basically they get it back in tolls.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. We're in for some interesting times. Appreciate your time, your insight, and in the incredible work that the American Society of Civil Engineers have done on this infrastructure report. It is certainly of value to each and every one of the citizens of the state of Louisiana. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Kirk Lowry, chairman of the Louisiana Report Card. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Saints fans, let's pack the dome this weekend. Bring the noise and beat Atlanta. You can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Atlanta Falcons. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Falcon tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. This chance ends Thursday at 11:59 p.m., so don't forget. And what's Drew Brees going to have to say about prepping for the Falcons in the Superdome? So don't miss QB to QB with Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert Wednesdays on Sports Talk. That's always a great opportunity to get the latest from two different quarterbacks about where the Saints find themselves at the present time and, you know, where we'll ultimately be. And don't forget to rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to moments when you missed on any show on WWL. Download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, then get started. Listen or re-listen to all WWL guests, commentary, shows you love when you want to rewind. An amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. The Pelicans continue to on this trend. They're having a hard time trying to figure out, you know, how to win, and we wish them the best. They got a couple of some tough games headed their way, so we'll see what's up with that. And also, I wanted to remind folks, tomorrow I'm going to be at Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive from 10 to 1. And to help us harvest hope for the holidays, we're accepting donations and packaged food goods for Second Harvest Food Bank. Come on by, say hello, make a donation. Let's make sure that no child, no senior, no neighbor goes hungry this year. They got a big challenge for them. The pantries are running a little thin, and they are counting on us to step up and make a difference for them. So let's show them how we feel about our community. Come on by, say hello. It's a beautiful facility, Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. Also, don't forget dawnbusters.org if you want to get that fried turkey. You still have some available. We're trying to sell them out like we do every year. So go to dawnbusters.org and get that fried turkey. You'll not regret it. Comes packaged in a box, wrapped, no leak, instructions on how to prep it. You can look like a turkey cooking pro with the help of Dawn Busters. Just go to dawnbusters.org. All right, we'll be right back after the break and visit with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, it looks like Lane Kiffin may be heading for Baton Rouge, but he's got a contract with Ole Miss until 2031. So what good is that contract, and what good are contracts if you can go anywhere you want to? We've got a lot to talk about. The House is going to vote on releasing the Epstein files. We'll talk about that, too.
Scoot's headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Tuesday evening. We'll see you again in the morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.